The scripture reading for this morning will be taken from 1 John chapter 4. We'll be reading verses 19 through 21. It's 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 through 21. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love the God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
Good morning. If I told you I wasn't a little bit nervous, I'd be lying. Why is it that I can teach a class with 30 in here this morning and not be much nervous at all, and then I stand up in front of all of you and I'm a little bit nervous? But it's good to see you all, especially those of you that are visiting with us. I saw Pat and Miles here. There they are, up close. There may be others that are visiting. We're glad to have all our visitors with us. But this morning, the lesson is directed primarily at us. And I say us, including myself. I want to thank the song leader for a great job this morning, and also Mike, your prayer was beautiful. I appreciate everything that was done this morning. I hope that we are all worshiping with the spirit and with the understanding. And most of all, I want to tell you this. Even though I don't know some of you well, I love you. Now, don't ever say I didn't tell you that, because I love you. Now, sometimes I always try to greet you by first name if I can remember it. Sometimes I can't. One of our dear sisters that's been here for 40 years maybe, or close to it, I forgot her first name the other day, and I called her by the wrong name. I don't see her this morning. Is she hiding? She's back there? Yeah, there you are, Ginger. I see you. So I found out from my secret spies what her real first name was. And I started calling her by her first name. And she said, "That's all right." But I know she prefers to be called Ginger. So Ginger, I'm going to continue to call you Ginger. But you know, sometimes I just forget a first name. Like that tall, slender preacher with the gray mustache. What's his name? Oh, Richard, that's it. I got it. I've only known him for 13 years or 14. Now, what is it? Getting to close to 14? Seems like just yesterday, Richard. But this morning I want to talk about us loving each other, and how ways that we can show our love to each other. And I think there are a lot of ways that we can. And I haven't preached since Nadine was born, the day she was born. That's two and how many months ago? 2.5? About 2.5 years ago? And now she's running all over the church building. Wow, how time flies. But this morning, I want us all to pay attention, because I'm not going to keep you very long. It's a quarter till 12. I mean, quarter till 11. You may be out of here in 15 minutes. We don't know. We'll see. But I'm coming to you not just from me, but I want to know that the elders asked me to say. These are greetings from them as well. And if there's anything that I say today that doesn't sound just right, please come ask me about it, because I, like I said, I'm a little nervous. Don Myrick, where are you, Don? He came in there and back there where we were prepared for worship, and he said, "Don't be nervous, Stan. There's only 900 people here." There you are. I see you. You're hiding in the lobby. Yeah, he said, don't be nervous. There's only 900 people here. I wish there were 900 people here, Don. I honestly should not be nervous because I can't remember the first time, I was probably about this tall, when I got up in front of the congregation and read God is Love and sat down. In fact, I probably didn't even read it. I probably wasn't reading yet, but I'd memorized it. I was fortunate to have parents that were godly parents. My mom has gone on. I wasn't going to get emotional. But my dad is 98. And he's still the same loving father that he was when I was this big. I'm going to go see him in a few days. And the first thing he'll say is, you bring your Bible? I said, Dad, I always bring my Bible. Well, bring it in here. And we'll have a 3-hour debate, discussion, whatever. And I think sometimes he likes to just play the advocate, you know, just checking to see if I know what I'm talking about. He'll say things that he knows that I don't believe just to check me out. But I love him and I'm thankful for him. I'm thankful for all of you. And I just want to share my heart with you this morning. I want us to love each other more. I want us to love each other so much that as the scriptures say that we prefer one another. What does it mean to prefer one another? It means that we should prefer one another over the world. We should really enjoy being together. And we can. The elders have appreciated so much your response to our request for additional contribution. Our contribution has gone up, but it's not nearly where it ought to be. Not if we want to continue doing all the good works we're doing. And I'm not trying to chastise us. I just want us to continue to prefer one another and to prefer to do the work of the Lord. Our congregation is so generous. It's very obvious from the contributions given for Haiti and the weekly contribution, the feeding of the homeless, the needy, the feeding from our pantry and our Wednesday night meals. You're indeed generous people. I think it's appropriate at this time to go to our Father in heaven for a word of prayer. Dear Father, bless us all here at Newland Street and throughout the world, Father, as we serve you. Help us to put you first in our lives. Help us, Father, to love each other, to really prefer each other. Father, defeat us in the things that we do that are not in accordance with your will. And lift us up, Father, as we do those things that we should do. Help us, Father, not to just say we love each other, but to show it. Please be with us through the rest of this service. This is our prayer in Jesus' dear name. Amen. Well, like I said when I preached when Nadine was born, I'm not trying to hide my notes like Adam and Richard do. You know, they fold them up real neat and they kind of hide them in the Bible. So I'm gonna flaunt them out here like that. We need to be wise in planning our budget, just as we are wise in planning our spiritual goals. We think we can solve some of our financial problems by soliciting some of your ideas and solutions. Now, this is always dangerous. And so hear me. If you don't hear anything I say, hear the next two or three sentences I say, because this is important. And I'm going to read them because I might get them wrong. I wrote them down and rewrote them, make sure that I got them right. It's so easy sometimes to misunderstand what I'm about to say. The danger in asking for input from the congregation often is that if someone gives us an idea, and because of a conflict or even a different idea that the elders think is better, people tend to get their feelings hurt if their idea is not used. Am I right, Rod? Right on target. So please hear me. If you give us a suggestion or an idea and it's not used or not used immediately, please don't get your feelings hurt. But we do want your input. We want to know what you're thinking. We want to know where you're willing to help. Some of the things that we're going to ask for are really important. And it doesn't mean that if you give us a suggestion that we don't use it, that it's a bad idea. It just means that extenuating circumstances or conflicts may cause that idea to be rejected or postponed. Satan can use that against us. Satan can use that against us. He can cause conflict within the congregation if we allow him to. We cannot allow that to happen. Please give your prayerful consideration. I hope most of you analyze all that we say this morning and come up with better ideas than I have. Please remember, this is not an admonishment. I'm not chastising anyone. I just hope all of us can be more involved in many, many ways. We have many people actively doing good works that few notice, and maybe some that are not seen at all. We have many, many active, strong ministries, and I'm not even going to begin to try to name them all, because there must be 100. Am I close? Is it about 100? Maybe more. I don't know. There are all kinds of things that can be named as ministries. But we really need all of you to continue to do what you've done and to take on more. Some of you are probably thinking, how can I take on any more than I'm already doing? But we need you to do it. We hope to have more deacons in the near future. We really do, and we're going to ask Richard to preach some sermons about the qualifications of deacons. And we'd ask all of you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and look at the qualifications for elders and deacons. But this morning, if anybody in our ministry, any of our members have any expertise or desire to accept the ministry of landscape maintenance, we're interested in talking to you. There may be somebody in this congregation that is an expert landscape person that can tend to the flower beds and mow the lawn and make sure there are no weeds growing anywhere around here. Because we pay money out to a service that does it regularly. This wouldn't be an easy job. I don't know if there's anybody here, but if there is, the elders would like to talk to you about taking that on as a ministry, not as a paid job, but as a ministry. We could save that much money every month. And there are probably a lot of things like that that we could ask people to do. Maybe there's someone in this congregation that is an expert in property management. We're paying a property manager to manage some property right now, and we'd just as soon put that in our treasury rather than pay it out if we have somebody that's an expert, that's a proven background in handling that sort of thing. And I could go on and on and on, and I'm sure you can think of some things that we could do to save money. I know that we're having our carpets cleaned and whatnot. I remember one time when I thought I was an expert carpet cleaner. I went down to one of the local grocery stores and rented one of those big old steam cleaner things, you know. Bought the big old jug of chemical you poured in it. It was a bigger mess after I got through than it was before I started, because I was not an expert. I really didn't know what I was doing. In fact, I think I ruined the carpet in my house. The point is, we want people that are experts in these areas. You know, there are a lot of things that that I would like to do that I can't do anymore, and I hate to admit it. I know it's not because I'm getting older, but I can't get up on tall ladders anymore. I don't know what that is. It's scary. I don't even think I could change that light bulb right there that needs to be changed. And I want to thank our brother that has been helping out so much, Brother Phillips. We appreciate all that he's done lately. And I shouldn't have started that, because now I'm going to have to name everybody that's doing everything. I'm sure that some places up there real high, we need some things cleaned as well. And boy, I'm not the guy to do it. I get about four steps up on the stepladder, and I've got to get down. That doesn't have anything to do with old age, does it, Rod?
Everything.
Well, we have members, so many members that are professionals in areas, and we appreciate so many things that have been done here. The electricians that have done so many things, the Butcher brothers, and here I'm naming names again. I probably shouldn't do that because I'll leave somebody out, and I don't want to do that. But the carpenters and bricklayers. You know, we need some bricklayers. How many of you know where I'm talking about laying brick? Nobody? I don't see a single hand. We need to put glass brick in those windows right there. Because I'm told that you can walk over there when the wind's blowing and feel the wind blowing through. Is that true, you people that sit over there? And I was even told that that thermostat back there came on when that one was off because the cold air was blowing in over there. And so this side of the auditorium was freezing, and this, I don't know about that, but anyway, we need to do those things, but we don't want a sloppy job, do we? We want it to look nice if we do it. And maybe we could save some money on our heating bills in the winter and on our cooling bills in the summer if we could seal up the wind that blows through there. There are just a lot of things like that that we could do. But we need to do it. And a lot of it takes money, and that seems to be one of the areas that we just don't have enough of. But I tell you what, a lot of us could be good assistants, or as my dad used to call us, gophers. He said, "You're a gopher. Go for a Coke, bring me a Coke. Go for my lunch, bring me my lunch. Go for some parts." And so I was his number one gopher. And I know there's a lot of you here that are willing to do some things and help out and be some good assistants. But we need to be systematic and organized about how we go about things and have detailed plans for accomplishing these goals. And so work with the elders, and we would love to get your input and your suggestions. But the most important thing that we need in this congregation is love. Love for each other, love of sharing the gospel, and we must love ourselves. If you have your Bibles, turn over to 1 John. I want to read several passages from that fourth chapter, including the one that was read for us by Brother Bliss. Thank you, Jimmy, for that good job. 1 John chapter 4. Let's start down in verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. What is he saying here? What is love? Well, I think he's referring to the kind of love, the godly love, the agape love, the love that's not asking for anything in return. And we can do that. Verse 8, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Does that tell us we don't have the prerogative not to love each other? We have to. We don't have any, no choice about it. Jump on down to verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Apostle John tells us, love one another. Verse 12, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because of as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him, that's Jesus, because he first loved us, God and Jesus. They loved us before we were. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Does that give us any choice? That's a commandment. We don't have a choice of whether we should love each other or not, do we? That's a commandment. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. We must make sure that we love each other. Everything else we do is worthless if we don't really love each other. I wish I lived in Tucson, Arizona sometimes, where my father lives, because I love him. And I'd like to see him more often. That's just not the way things worked out. But as he gets older, I try to go see him more often. I'll be with him on the 8th of next month. If we love each other, we ought to try to want to see more of each other, right? I'm serious. Shouldn't we want to see more of each other? We need to do that. We can't see each other if we don't assemble together more often. I beg you, as one of your shepherds, please try to be here at every opportunity that you have. I know it's difficult for some. I know that it's difficult for many, maybe. But we have a church van, and we have people that are willing to drive over with the church van and pick you up if you have trouble driving at night, or if you have trouble driving, period. Let it be known that you need help. We would like to see everyone here as often as possible. The world will know we love each other. How? by the way we treat each other. If we assemble together often, we're demonstrating our love for each other as well as our love for our Lord. That's what He wants. In my class this morning, we read the scripture in Revelation where it talks about Jesus. If we overcome, He will take us with Him, and we can sit beside Him in the presence of our Almighty God. That has an impact on me, to think that I can sit beside Jesus in the presence of God. And each one of you can too. Everyone can. This morning, as we offer the invitation, if there's anyone that has never been immersed into Jesus, been baptized into His blood, this will be an opportunity for you to come forward and let that be known. And you can become part of the body of Christ. It's very simple. If some of you don't know, we have dressing rooms for the women on one side and men on the other. We have a baptistry up here behind the curtains. You can walk down into the water and be buried with Christ in baptism, where you will come into the contact of the blood of Jesus Christ and your sins will be washed away. All sins, every sin you ever committed in your life will be washed away. It will be gone. And that blood will continue to cleanse you for the rest of your life if you'll just keep God first in your life and pray to God through Christ and the Holy Spirit. You will be cleansed continually. If you're here and want to identify yourself as with this congregation, we'd be glad to have you come forward. Or if you've committed sins in the past and you would like to ask for prayers of the congregation, that also would be an opportunity for you. And as the elders and I talked, if you have a desire to take up a ministry that you really feel strongly about, you're also welcome to come forward this morning. Now, Rick and I will be up here in the front as the invitation is extended. Will you please stand as we sing the invitation song?